Great, thank you. We'll go to item number two, the roll call of the board of directors. Vanessa, can you please conduct that for us?
Director Fellow?
Here.
Director Trevino?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Director Garcia indicated she would not be able to make the meeting today.
Vice President Santana?
Here.
President Chavez?
President Chavez is present. So with that, and all members are present except Garcia, so that means there's a four directors on the line with us. So thank you and welcome. We'll go to item number three to adopt the agenda. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Trevino, second.
It's been moved and seconded to adopt the agenda as presented. Let's take a roll call vote. Vanessa, please conduct the roll.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. Thank you. That motion is passed on a 4-0 vote. We'll go to item number four, public comments. Anyone wishing to speak before the board of directors may do so at this time. So, Vanessa, do we have any written comments or hands raised?
At this time, we did not see any public comments or any hands raised.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and just pause for about a couple of seconds to see if anybody is coming on late. If not, then we'll go ahead and move to item number five, committee reports. We have one in our packet for government affairs and community outreach by Dr. Fellow. That report is in our packet, but the chairman may wish to add any additional information at this time.
I have no further information, Mr. President. Everything. Thank you.
Thank you for your work. And your report, we'll go to item number six, consent calendar. There's just one item on the consent calendar for the minutes of the previous meeting. Can I get a motion on that?
So moved.
Second, Santana.
It's been moved by Dr. Fellow, seconded by Vice President Santana. Any discussion? If not, then we'll move for a roll call vote. Vanessa, please conduct the roll.
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. Thank you. So that vote is approved on a 4-0 vote. We'll go to item number seven, which is the actions discussion items. 7A, which is to adopt the resolution number 10-21-626. Proclaiming the local emergency and authority remote teleconference meeting. And so is there a motion? And then we'll get a discussion from our general manager.
Move approval, Trevino.
Thank you. Excellent. Is there a second? It's been seconded by Fellow. Thank you. So, Mr. Love, can you give us a little bit more information on this item?
Yes. In 2020, Governor Newsom issued an executive order allowing public agencies and special districts like us to conduct our public meetings virtually and suspending certain provisions of the Ralph M. Brown Act. So we've been operating that way since 2020. But that executive order expired on September 30th. During the last legislative session this summer, legislation was introduced to provide opportunities or a mechanism for, under certain emergency conditions, public agencies and special districts to conduct meetings virtually. But in order to do so, the governing body needs to adopt by resolution the intent to hold their meetings virtually if those conditions exist that allow them to do so. However, that resolution is only can only be a maximum of 30 days. Therefore, if the situation continues and the board approves this today, we will have to come back to the board essentially on a monthly basis to adopt a similar resolution. So that's generally the situation with the current COVID mandates and requirements in Los Angeles County. Social distancing is still strongly recommended. And so those conditions do exist for the foreseeable future. And Martin, I don't know if you wanted to add anything to that.
Thank you, Tom, Mr. President, directors. Very little to add, obviously well covered by Tom. The one thing that needs to continue to exist is one of the two conditions. In other words, either it has to be a declared state of emergency on a state level, or one of the local jurisdictions, whether that's LA County, County Department of Health, declare and recommend a social distancing, masking, any type of preventive measures. With one of those present, as long as that continues, and an action by the board that declares an urgent condition, a public health and safety issue, you can continue to meet under the amended Brown-Lack rules. And these rules, by the way, will stay in effect until repealed. I think the deadline is several years out and can be used for other emergencies. This is not only related to COVID. But at this point, that's what it's used for.
Okay. Are there any questions from my fellow directors? If not, there's a motion on the floor to approve and a second it. Let's go ahead and take a roll call vote. Vanessa, can you please conduct the roll?
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. Thank you. So that item passes on a 4-0 vote. We'll go to item number 7B, which is approve staff recommendations for federal legislative bills. And we'll go ahead and do the same thing. There was a no quorum in the Government Affairs Committee, so it came directly to the Board of Directors. So let's go ahead and put a motion on the floor, and then we'll ask if there's any questions on that. So is there a motion?
Move Santana.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the legislative items that's before us. So either Tom or Patty Cortez, can you give us a little brief on this, and then we'll decide what we're going to do with it?
Patty, why don't you go ahead? Thanks.
Okay. Good evening, directors. In your packet, you have the memo that went before the Government Community Affairs Committee. What we are asking is that you approve three federal bills for consideration. I'll quickly run through them. The first two actually go together, which is Senate Bill 866 by Senator Stabenow. It's the REPLANT Act, and then also H.R. 2049 by Congressman Panetta, also the REPLANT Act. This bill would actually allow for the U.S. Department of Agriculture to transmit to Congress an estimate for the sums needed to appropriate additional funds for any type of reforestation in our local forests. So we felt that this bill would be beneficial to us for some of our projects that we have up in our watershed. So we're asking a support position on both of those. Our next bill is Senate Bill 2272 by Senator Padilla. It's the Lead-Free Drinking Water Act for All Act of 2021. What this bill does is amend the Safe Drinking Water to increase funding for lead reduction projects and also for other purposes. So it'll establish a grant program for any eligible municipality served by a community water system to carry out lead reduction projects. It also sets a timeline for when these project funds can be expended and targets low-income disadvantaged communities. The bill is co-sponsored by Senator Feinstein and would help, again, as I stated, fund and improve safe drinking water in all disadvantaged communities. AQUA has taken a recommended support position and is urging its members to follow suit. So on that one, we have a support. And then the final bill is H.R. 4976. It's Ensuring PFAS Cleanup Meets or Exceeds Stringent Standards Act. What this bill does is direct the Secretary of Defense to ensure that any removal or remedial actions related to PFAS contamination exceed those standards that go beyond the most stringent existing state or federal water quality standards. This bill was recently reviewed by the Aqua Water Quality Committee, and it is supported by Aqua. So therefore, we are recommending a support position as well. And that concludes my report.
Thank you for a good report. Any of my colleagues have any questions on that? If not, again, thank you, Patty. And then we'll go ahead and take a vote on this item. There's already a motion on the floor. So, Vanessa, can you please conduct the roll?
Director Fellow?
Aye.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Vice President Santana?
Aye.
President Chavez?
Aye. Thank you. So that passes on a 4-0 vote. We will go to item number 8, informational items. Press releases and newspaper articles are there in our packet. But item number 9, attorney's report. So, Mr. Attorney.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Nothing today. Thank you.
Thank you. So can you reintroduce yourself again for the pleasure of the board, please?
Certainly. Thank you for the opportunity. Martin Kozanowicz, I've been in the governmental agency business since 1990. City attorney in several different cities in California for the past year. I've been working with Keith and Steve at the AMLA firm. Actually, a year just went by. Enjoy the work with weather districts and some of the cities that the firm represents. Very nice to be here and very nice to be a part of the team that assists the district.
Absolutely. So thank you and welcome aboard.
Thank
you. We'll go to item number 10, the engineer's report. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Welcome, everybody. Good to see everybody. Hot and muggy afternoon.
And Mr. Johnson. Yes, Mr. Johnson, can you introduce yourself to the board? Who are you? No, I'm just kidding.
serious? Okay. I'm Steve Johnson. Okay, I'm going to brag. President, CEO, CFO, and Secretary of Stetson Engineers. been with Stetson for 44 years, almost 45 years. I think I stayed around that they finally, everybody else left. So I was the only one left. So they made me the president. So that's what I'm doing now.
We've been
working for the district for as long as I've been here. Before that, Tom Stetson worked for the water district. So supporting the water district, supporting the water master, the basin producers. Most of the work we do is in Western United States, a lot in Southern California, but Western United States, water of all kinds. We work on bottled water, recycled water, fresh water, surface water, groundwater contamination, water systems, valuation, everything. So anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Off the top. It's a very early in the month. We don't have a lot of information. And as you know, by looking outside, things haven't changed much. It's very dry still. They're saying we might get some monsoonal type rain here in the next day or two, but it's not going to amount to anything right now. For the engineer's report, I hit the highlights. Key well, as of September 24th, that's the last one we have it, was 185.3. Historic low is 169.4. We've got about 18 feet of imported water stored in the basin for cyclic storage. So if you just do the quick math, you can see that without that imported water stored in the basin, we would be below historic average right now. So it's good that we're importing the water. Work is being done right now. As of today, work was going on trying to get more water in the basin, even though it's a very dry year on the Colorado River, very dry year on the state, water project. We are working with the upper district folks, MWD folks, figuring out a way to get water in this basin, even though it's a very dry year. And we're already looking forward to next year, getting water in the basin next year, assuming it's dry. So work is being done to get more water in this basin. Almost 150,000 acre feet in cyclic storage in our basin right now. Canyon storage, we're way down. We're at minimum pool right now. Inflow into San Gabriel is only about 2 CFS, very dry up in the canyon. So we've got really, really dry conditions there too. No imported water deliveries the last month between Upper District, Three Valleys, and San Gabriel District. San Gabriel District is getting some water through MWD, through the San Gabriel District pipeline to the city of Azusa. Direct connection to their plant because their wells are so dry, they're taking water to their plant for surface water treatment. They are actually letting a little bit of water go into the Upper Canyon Basin and pumping their wells into the treatment plant too. But it's very, very low, like 15 CFS, just a small amount of water to keep them afloat. And that was coordinated very carefully between the Water Master, Tom with Upper District, and MWD and San Gabriel District to get that water up there to keep them in water. So work is going on there. Rainfall this year, it's too early to report. If you did it from long-term averages for this time of year, for this fiscal year, we'd be about 75% of long-term average. So you can see it means nothing at this point because it's very dry. We did sample wells. We sampled 13 wells under the Title 22 program back in September. In August, we did 86 wells, and as usual, which is good, we didn't have any new wells that were shut down, were notified being shut down due to contamination. So that's the situation. We hope it changes. We hope we're going to get some water, but I'd be happy to answer any question.
Thank you. So, colleagues, any questions for our engineer? If not, then thank you for that, Mr. Johnson, and we'll move on to item number 11, which is General Management Report. Mr. Tom Love, welcome.
Thank you. And Steve pretty well covered the recent deliveries. In fact, the increased delivery through the San Gabriel pipeline will start tomorrow morning, and it will be an additional 20 CFS of metropolitan water that should take care of the Canyon Basin producers in their current dire needs. So Steve covered that pretty well. I will not introduce myself, but I do have an introduction. I want to introduce Jennifer Aguilar, our newest employee at Upper District. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
So, a little bit about Jennifer. She joins Upper District and will be the Water Use Efficiency Analyst and be responsible for planning and implementation of our water conservation education programs, member agency administered programs and budget, and public outreach events. She has an extensive background in water conservation, program management, and customer service. Over 15 years in the public and private sectors, and most recently, she comes to us from the city of Glendora's water division, where she served as a management analyst. There, she managed their water conservation sector for the city, included managing staff, department budget, programs, and contracts. Jennifer also oversaw the water conservation educational outreach campaign to city residents. Jennifer has a master's in public administration from Cal State University. Dominguez Hills, a Master's of Public Health from the University of Arizona School of Public Health, and is currently in the final stages of her dissertation for her Doctor of Public Health with Claremont Graduate University School of Community and Global Health. So, Dr. Fellow, you won't be the only PhD here, hopefully, Jennifer. And Jennifer, I don't know if you just want to unmute and say hi to the board.
Hello. It's nice to meet everybody. I've watched a couple of the board meetings before I started just to familiarize myself, but I'm looking forward to working with everyone and getting to know you. If you have any questions, please let me know. But thank you.
Welcome.
So, Mr. Love, was that your report?
That is my report.
Okay. Well, thank you, and welcome aboard, Jennifer. Your resume is very impressive. Claremont Graduate University is where I had my hat as well, so welcome aboard. Excited to join you. So we'll go on the agenda and go to item number 12, the Metropolitan Report. So that's in our packet. Dr. Fellow, do you wish to add anything to that report?
I could just add a few things. Tomorrow morning, I'm having a meeting at MET with the directors of the Northern Caucus Group and GMs in the Northern Caucus Group to discuss the rate structure at MWD. We want to have just a general discussion. It's a closed meeting, and we just want to The directors wanted to hear what the GMs have to say about all this. We just finished a two-day retreat at Metropolitan, which in Temecula, which was a very productive meeting. Rhonda Hilliard conducted a tremendous seminar the first day to bring us all together. That was why this meeting was called. It's a very fractured body, 50% on one side, 50% on the other almost. And it was well done. And Adele talked about his One Water goal. And what was interesting, and I'd like to come back and talk to you more later, is that he's talked about really MWD being somewhat of a water store eventually, and that it will just not be for supplemental water for each of the districts and regions, but perhaps he'd like to see NET get new resources for water and sell it to anyone who would like to have that water. So I call it a water store, but it still has a long way to go. But it was very interesting to meet some of the new directors from San Diego, and we became friends, and we'll see where that goes. But thank you very much.
Thank you. And just a side note, I jumped on the second day of the retreat on online or on phone, and it looks like you guys were doing some good work there. So thank you for that. But you mentioned 50-50 vote. Now you know what it feels like to be in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your report. We'll go to the next item, which is item number 15, AB 1234 report. That's in our packet. If anybody needs to add to that report, we do so at this time. If not, we'll go to item number 16, director's report, and I'll go ahead and begin with Dr. Fellow.
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you. Go to Director Trevino.
Nothing at this time.
Vice President Santana.
Nothing, thank you.
And I'll keep it on a roll, and I will not give a report as well. So we'll go to item number 17, future agenda items. I haven't heard it.
Yeah, yes, President Chavez. Yeah, I just wanted to point out, you skipped over 13 and 14. That's the Water Quality Authority report and the Water Master report.
Okay, so I'll go back there, and I'm not saying I'm driving right now. That's why. So we'll go to item 13, Water Quality Report. Nothing further to report. It's in the packet, and then we'll go to Water Master. Any directors wish to add to that report as well?
Water Master will be meeting on Wednesday.
Okay, thank you. So no items for item number 17, and then there's no closed session today as well, correct?
Correct.
That is correct.
So, Mr. Love, is there any additional business that the board needs to conduct this evening?
No, that's it. And just a reminder, the regular board meeting on October 13th will be canceled. We've conducted our business today.
Thank you. Thank you for that mention. And with that, I will go ahead and adjourn our business meeting. And thank you for attending.